They waste your time with nursery rhymes and Shakespeare. Shakespeare ain't gonna clean your belly out. Why would 80% of the deaf be wiped out if you just took 3 teaspoons of bran? And you know how many people know what reefer and cocaine is, but don't know what bran is? Because what you eat in America is so processed, it has no roughage in it. And if you eat food with no roughage, the digestive system don't digest. And what you eat today, it should be out of you within 24 hours. Instead, it stays in you a minimum of 7 weeks, a maximum of all your life. That's why you stink. That's why you smell so bad. It ain't normal to walk around putting deodorant on your body to hold some stink in. And when you get home in the evening and smell your blouse or your sweater, it stinks. The deodorant stinks. What you put on to hide the stink stinks. Walk around eating all that dead animal product, and any old nut would have enough intelligence to know that this universal God force never intended for me to kill something and put it in my body called death when I'm about life. I sit on the plane today and talking to this white woman, and she said, well, you was talking about Christianity on television. I said, well, I said that when you go through the motions of drinking Jesus Christ's blood and eating his body, that's cannibalism. And she says, oh, no. I said, wait a minute, lady. How many children you got? She said, 3. I said, suppose you went home one day and found out that every day at a certain time, your children go down in the basement. And one day somebody lets you see what they doing. They making like they drinking your blood and eating your body. How would you feel? She said, scare me to death. Yo, eat all that mess. Then when you got the fart, them farts is telling you you done something wrong. Them's hurricanes and tornadoes, them earthquakes. Well, when you be farting, your heart rattle for a month. And you know something wrong with a fart, that's why y'all be trying to slip them out. They be trying to ooze them out. You fart in the room with some children, make like the children did it. Yeah, that's why when you fart, you want to turn the radio up, walk fast, start singing. You know damn good and well you did it. If you farted, you farted. Why don't you be honest enough since you eat all that old garbage? And some of y'all is crazy enough to try to fart and walk away from them. You know darn good and well you cannot walk away from a fart. Where you go, it go. I was in New York City about 3 weeks ago. I'm staying in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. I get on the elevator on the 15th floor. The elevator's packed. I don't know who did it. All I know is somebody farted on the elevator. I'm the only nigga on the elevator, so they all look at me. And I didn't help it out at all. I look back at them and say, yes, I farted. I say to you today, take care of your body. Get into physical fitness. And I'm talking about physical fitness. I ain't talking about all them old push-ups, old kung fu, karate. You say it's kung fu? Bruce Lee, the kung fu man, dead. Japanese invented karate and lost the war. Karate don't mean nothing when a chump lay a bazooka on you. Physical fitness, just get up early in the morning before the sunrise. And if you have never got up to see the sunrise, just get up and see what real power is like. Sun come out every morning and smack nighttime, clean out the sky and never make a sound. And that same power that do that is locked inside of your body. And you make about as much sense getting a gun in your house to protect yourself as the sun would make getting a gun to make sure it chased nighttime away every morning. Tune into your energies.